for the reading of the script.
Welcome. If you lose connection at any time, reconnect by clicking the link in your email invite. Committee members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Use the raise hand feature if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. Staff, please activate your video when you are speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you are asked a question. And for members of the public, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon by the chair. Please do not use your video. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Lisa. This time, could you do a roll call of commissioners, please?
Yes, Commissioner Claude Gilmore.
Present.
Gilmore present. Commissioner Duane Gray.
Present.
Duane Gray present. Commissioner Greg Reed.
Brett.
Can you not hear me?
We
We
can
hear you
hear
now.
you.
Now.
Okay.
All right, Reed present. Commissioner Madeline O'Connor.
Present.
O'Connor present. Commissioner Mary Strickland.
Present.
Strickland present. Alder Isidore Knox.
Present.
Knox present. And Alder Tag Evers.
Here.
Evers present. Chair, a quorum is present.
Thank you very much. This time, I'd like a motion and a second for the approval of the minutes from our June 27th meeting.
Move to approve.
Second.
To move and second that the minutes from June 27th meeting that we held be approved. We'll consider this a unanimous vote unless there are any objections. Hearing none, motion approved. Are there any public comment?
Chair, there are no members of the public who are registered to speak.
Okay, thank you. Are there any communications at this time, Matt?
No communications.
Okay, thank you. At this time, we have any disclosures of recusals? Hearing none, we have one item on consent agenda. Yes,
I do have a disclosure. I'm probably going to have to leave at 4:30 for a alcohol license and review committee meeting.
At 4:30 or 5:30?
5:30. Will you still have a quorum?
Yeah, the meeting won't last that long. We should be
okay,
fine.
Cool. All
yeah.
right, just check. All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. We have one item on a consent agenda, item 4618. I'd like a motion and a consent agenda motion and a second for approval.
I move to approve.
Second.
We move and second that the resolution 4618 be approved, and we'll consider this a unanimous vote unless there are any objections. And on motion to approve. We have discussion items, resolution 4619 relating to the triangle. Who is going to handle that presentation?
I'd be happy to give an overview. Sorry, I have a number of items open here. So for this item, it's a resolution to authorize the negotiation and execution of a contract with a RAD-specific attorney for the first building at the Triangle. It is a very complicated process, the RAD process. So in communications with the city attorney's office, they gave us advice to seek outside counsel for this specific work. And then going through a procurement process with the city attorney's office, we received multiple quotes. And the contract that you have, or the resolution you have in front of you, is with a vendor that not only submitted the lowest quote, but also has come highly recommended by other outside partners.
Is this law firm in Wisconsin?
I believe they're DC based. It is the type of work that is very hard to find attorneys to that have kind of the depth and knowledge of RAD. So it's believe of the two or three vendor, two or three attorneys we looked into, none of them were even regionally based, much less Wisconsin based.
We will also have local counsel who will work with WIDA. So this is counsel specifically to work with HUD in DC.
Okay, and this is related to phase one. Would there be a
just the first building? Yep.
Just the first building, but there would be need to do this again in the second building.
So if we go through another RAD conversion, yes. Yeah. If we are able to achieve obsolescence for future phases and we're able to just go through Section 18, then no, we would not need a RAD attorney for future phases, but we're not at the point to know that yet.
Okay.
Larry, is it the local counsel, Joe Schumo?
So local counsel is Joe Schumo, and then on this, and then we also have city attorney representation as well. Yes.
Okay. So Joe is the local counsel. He is based here in Madison.
Yeah. Thank you, Greg.
Any other questions? So I think this is very helpful. I'm glad you put that forward. There are no other questions.
Do you have a sense of how much money this is, Larry?
Yes, I believe, I don't want to, my gut reaction is around 60,000, but I believe we have it written.
I think it's 60,000 that's listed in the resolution.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that.
No, it's, and it's well under, it was easily the lowest number. So it is very competitive.
Good, thank you. Any other questions? If not, I ask for a motion and a second for this resolution.
I move approval.
I second. Gray second.
It has been moved and seconded that the resolution 4619 be approved and that we consider this a unanimous vote unless there are any objection. Hearing none, motion approved. The next resolution is item 4620. About the capital fund grant, and I'll let either Larry or Matt sort of lay out what this is and then what the next steps will be for us.
Yeah, Matt, I'm happy to. So in typical fashion, we plan for work the prior year, and then funding comes, months into that year to actually do the work that we've planned for. So what we're looking to do here is just receive funds for the capital fund program, which is specific to make repairs at our public housing units. So these are funds that we had planned for through last year's plan process, identified specific projects, including boiler replacements, furnace replacements, window replacements. And then we have an amount set aside for kind of emergency repairs. So it's just very standard public housing kind of maintenance capital fund improvements. So the process is that we submitted the annual plan last year with the specific items identified. And then this is just the timing that Congress and HUD provides to us to actually get those funds in-house.
So they've allocated this amount of dollars. We have to agree to accept it. That's what this is. And then later on, you'll come back with more specifics, correct?
So the first part, yes. So this is just simply to accept the funds that HUD has calculated that we will be awarded. The projects that will be done with these funds were already presented and approved by the board last year. So right. At the end of last year, these items were already identified. So the next round that the board will be approving is for the 2025 grant. That's an annual process that the board gets to review and approve. And that's usually kind of in the November, December timeline. It's just the actual funds come to us many, many months into the following year.
All right. That sounds good. Thanks. Any questions from the commissioners?
So, Larry, can you give us amount of the grant at this point that you guys requested last year?
Yeah. So I believe... again, sorry, I have a lot of things open here. I believe it was about 2.3 million. 2.426 million is the grant that HUD awarded. So it's an annual, I think entitlement is probably the best way to put it. So it's a dollar amount that that HUD tells us we're going to get. So this is just a technical formality. It's a formality to accept those funds.
Good, thank you. Any other questions?
Now, these funds will not be utilized as part of the work that you guys are doing within the triangle, or is this going to be for projects that we already have, that you already have lined up within CDA?
So these specific dollars for 2024, we have not budgeted to use at the triangle. However, HUD does allow us to use this fund, this capital fund, a percentage of the capital fund to do RAD conversion type projects. So as we have it budgeted now for these exact dollars for this year's grant, we don't have any triangle RAD conversion work on here. However, in the future, we always can revisit it. We can make amendments to the plans if we decide that we want to use funds to help at the triangle. But yep, these dollars that you're looking at right now, we've budgeted for maintenance and capital improvements throughout our public housing portfolio.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead, Commissioner Strickland.
Can you just clarify? I thought that once units went through the RAD process, that they would not be eligible for any additional HUD funding. So is it just the conversion part of it? I mean, or can you just clarify that? I guess I was surprised.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. It's more on the conversion side, kind of getting the units through the process is where they allow us to use some of those funds.
It was like a rehab or something.
So I'd have to look back at the specifics on what the dollars can be used for. So I don't want to misspeak, but it's not that we'll get future capital funds for units that have already gone through the RAD program.
It's kind of
bolstering the project to get it to help move it along.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? If not, I'd like to have a motion and a second for this resolution.
So moved.
Motion that we move forward with this resolution.
Okay, it's moved and second.
Second.
And then moved and seconded that resolution 4620 be approved, and we'll consider this a unanimous vote unless there are any objections. And none, motion approved. The final item on the agenda is report on the housing authority operations.
Great, thank you. So the first item in your packet, if we could look at, has 2024 occupancy report, CDA housing operations at the top. As I mentioned last month, the kind of early part of the year, we did see a decrease in occupancy, and site staff and Lauren have put together a plan to get additional efforts on getting units turned over, pulled offline if they need major repairs, and then reoccupied. So Lauren working with Kim Kennedy's team on pulling files and making sure that we have files and applicants ready to move into units. So we are still seeing that play out since this report is over a month behind. We do still see some of those slightly lower numbers than we'd like to see at our sites. But I would expect, as I mentioned last meeting, I would expect the June numbers, you'll start to see a significant increase in occupancy. Nothing to be overly concerned about, but certainly lower numbers than we want to see kind of throughout the public housing portfolio. On the multifamily side, you do see that we have started to fill some of those units that have been longer term vacant. So at Parkside, we were at 7, now we're down to 5 vacant units. And at Caribous, when we started the year, we had 2 vacant units, and we no longer have a vacant unit at Caribous. So positive news there. On the 2024 Housing Choice Voucher Utilization Report, you can see we continue to utilize the funds that have been made available. 90% utilization rate of the actual vouchers themselves, which does translate to about 110% utilization of the dollars. So we continue to work with HUD on making sure that we do what we can to not overspend those funds. But we're at a point right now where we are getting a lot of dollars and a lot of vouchers out the door, which has been a major push of staff, but also a major focus from HUD over the last, I would say, 9 months. The one report that I normally present is the delinquency report. I've been at a conference the last few days, so I have not had a chance to look those numbers over, but I'm happy to provide those at our next meeting. And one other update, Lauren joined me. We met with Commissioner Gray earlier in the week and just kind of gave some kind of additional background and kind of detailed kind of in-depth components of what that report is and kind of what we've done over time. So I know at our special meeting, it was suggested maybe that we bring that back to the full board for a bigger conversation. Certainly if that's, if there's an appetite for that, we'd be happy to. But I think short term, Commissioner Gray had mentioned that he thought that conversation was successful. And I'm not sure, Commissioner Gray, if you want to add anything to that, but I'm certainly happy to bring that report to the next meeting.
Yeah, Larry, I really appreciate the fact you and Lauren took the time to certainly kind of give me a good overview of some of the things that CDA has definitely been working on. Also want to echo a thanks to the committee members too for also providing information on how payments are established and some of the other concerns that I had. But I'm very pleased with obviously the information that I received, and just want to commend you guys at CDA for the work that you're doing in terms of working with residents and trying to navigate a process that isn't that explainable to me initially in the beginning. So thank you guys again.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Go ahead, Alder Evers.
Yeah, and I want to thank Commissioner Gray for having the courage to be able to ask questions. You're new to this committee, and it takes a certain amount of risk to raise your hand and ask for questions, but that's doing your job. And I'm gratified that you got your questions answered, mm-hmm. and that staff was able to take the time to meet you right where you're at. That's very important. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for taking the time out, Larry, to do that. I think that's very, very helpful. Before we close out on anything, Matt, I know we had talked about doing an on-site meeting. We'll revisit that issue, I believe, in September. We're looking to see what the progress would be going on at the village-owned park regarding to the parking structure or anything else in that particular area. Matt, you have any comments before we close out?
No, yep. I think we're looking at not next month. So as we get closer, get a little more progress on construction, we'll try to time it so that there's something besides a hole in the ground to look at Village End Park, right, when we take you out to take the tour.
Yeah, that sounds great. So that's all for the meeting today. I really appreciate everyone taking that time out. And have a wonderful evening and take good care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Move
to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, please. Thank you.
I so moved.
Second.
Move the second. Somebody from the robbery's order, they saved us. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Okay.
Bye.